Let's take a few minutes to talk about the solar energy projects that you had mentioned, the solar generator. Your solar panels, are they changing? Do they get better, more sensitive?
Well, they do, but the solar panels we use are not based on solar cells like photovoltaics. We're taking a completely different route. We've got a system that allows us to use many Fresnel lenses to gather and concentrate the sunlight and then direct it to one boiler for our generator. So we can make the thing just as expandable as we wish, and the individual elements track the sun so that you get really good exposure over the course of the day. So what we're doing is radically different. You know, with a solar panel that's available now, you generally get about 20 to 21% maximum efficiency, converting your sunlight into electricity. With the system we're using, you could theoretically get 60% or better.
That's amazing. It really is.
Well, you know, sunlight is basically free, and on the days that it would produce the most energy, those are the days when you'd need the most for your air conditioning. So it fits hand in glove with your requirements. If you place a system like this on your roof, it's absorbing the sunlight and preventing a lot of the heat from heating your home. So your air conditioning costs go down right there. And then if you're using it to run your air conditioning, you use a grid interconnect, and you can actually sell your excess power back to the power company and make a profit.
Absolutely, and I've always believed that we should be able to go in this direction, and that government should give us a 100% tax write-off for anybody who goes ahead and purchases one of these units or a unit like this.
Well, that sounds very good. It's just that we have to stop and consider where that money would actually be coming from. And, you know, it comes out of our pockets in the first place. You know, maybe that's a good idea, maybe not. Subsidies are fine. You know, we don't want to absolutely destroy a subsidy, but making 100% might be just impractical. Even a 50% subsidy, however, would make many of these systems well within reach of every man.
How long for you do you think before this could get to a market?
Well, I expect to have some really decent working hardware in about 3 months here. We've done tests on each of the individual segments. We've got some in-house built turbines that work quite nicely on even very low pressure. We've got boilers that work well enough, and we've got solar collectors, generally very large Fresnel lenses that work very well. And in some cases, we've had the lenses hit thousands of degrees. We've got furnaces here based on Fresnel lenses that can literally convert stone into lava in seconds. And so we've had a very interesting and fun time working on these systems. I'd say in a few months we're going to have a system ready to go.